Greetings and welcome to Elven Pod 2. And I would love to share with you this evening. Night has fallen in Avalon here in my Elven Starlight Temple. And I would love just to share with you the prologue from the Silver Wheel, which is the creation of the Grove of Ari An Rod. And these are words that I received so early on and that guided the whole process then of listening to the Silver Wheel. And the Grove of Ari An Rod is a grove that existed in Lemuria that grew for many aeons, thousands of years, amassing the wisdom of those days, and especially the codes of the Intergalactic Star Council of Peace for Earth. And Ari An Rod is the great shining one who overlights the grove, and her name in Welsh translates as Silver Wheel. And the Silver Wheel is that great silver star council of Earth and its wisdom. And this also is our wisdom, returning to us at this time, the remembrance of the true nature of the Earth and of the stars, of the reality in which we walk. And this is a time of great remembrance, the remembrance of the true nature of reality that is arising from within us and from within the spheres of nature. And it's a remembrance that is a knowing, but it's also a becoming. A process of becoming once more who we truly are. The veils of forgetfulness, the ancient seals that have held us bound, dropping away. As they do so, we're returning as ourselves. The great interdimensional spheres, all that we have travelled, all that we know of the true nature of this reality, restores itself from within. And so the Grove of Ari An Rod encoded the true nature of this reality, of the Earth, of all that she is destined to become, of all that is truly dreamt here from the heart of creation, the potentials of this beautiful reality. And that grove, when it had finished in its completion, ascended into another dimension. But it was created especially for this time of our ascension on Earth. And it is returning into awareness. And it returned in the form of the Silver Wheel of the Deerskin Book. It also returns as an interdimensional grove with us at any moment, at any time. So you can call in the grove around you. You can feel it descending, and it exists for one reason only, which is to return us to who we are, for us to be revealed to ourselves. And so the grove, in a sense, disappears in the moment in which we are revealed. So I'd love just to share with you the words of the book that describe the creation of the Grove of Ari An Rod, and to invite you to feel its spheres opening, descending around you and with you. And so, prologue. It is time for the Temple of Ari An Rod to descend again to Earth, for its doorways to open wide for those who might enter, and for the dreamers to walk again in her silver spheres. In a shower of orchid petals and ancient starlight, the indigo portal opens. I must tell you the ancient ways of my people. They belong to a world that is older than Atlantis, older than the ages of flood and ice, stone and bronze. They belong to a place and a time when the stars are the earth, All is merged in a tempest of beginnings. In this time, the elder worlds flourish. They are the roots and the leaves of the tree of life. They are the oldest and the purest ways of earth. You cannot find a truer path of love upon this planet than to walk these old gold leaves of light. Oh, let us start at the beginning. Let us pass through the amethyst gates and sit with the elven council to hear the blue light of their prayers for earth. All shall be well, and all shall be well, and all shall be well. This is a civilization that is the soul of earth. It is her own light, her own dream. Once upon a time, many thousands of years ago upon this earth, there existed a land known as Lemuria. The Elder Ones walked this land in sapphire robes, stars at their brow with wings that shone and vanished like the moon. Their bodies altered with forest and river, merging with rock and swan and orchid, willow and bear. They came from other worlds. They came to interweave the beauty of their worlds with the worlds of earth. Theirs were etheric temples whose doorways were woven between petal and leaf, crystal and bark. Amongst the trees and waterfalls, they spun their temples of emerald, gold and sapphire, violet, silver, rose and copper. One such was the temple of Ari-An-Rod, a rising sapphire from the earth, a domain of the elders. The temple of Ari-An-Rod existed deep in the forest. It was composed of a circle of white trees, such as no longer exist upon the earth. Into this temple, the elders brought 13 amethyst crystals from another world. They placed these crystals amongst the roots of the 13 trees. The elders sang to the amethysts in a whispering, faraway language of their affinity with the earth, so that their love for this realm would permeate the crystals through all time. A silver fire began to flicker and twist within the crystals, its ethereal radiance shadowing forth 13 glyphs. The trees helped them, offering the clouds of their autumn leaf fall. The leaves fell all around the crystals, echoing the passages of earth and sky. Many autumns and winters passed, building these affinities into the glyphs. Into them amassed the sapphire peace of those days. The moonlight, sunlight, starlight, and rainfall. The glyphs developed, their forms gradually evolving into definition. Over aeons, the flowers offered the thousand petals of their own transience, successions of windfalls building the elemental memory banks as a frame for the starlight. One winter, with the snowfall, a white deer stepped quietly into the clearing and laid herself down in the snow amongst the white trees. In the dawn light, the elders gathered around her and found that her body was stiff and frozen. She had died in the night. They prayed over her body until they came to understand that which she had gifted to the sacred grove. They knew then that the time of completion was near. The glyphs were sharply outlined within the crystals. Summoned by the passage of Earth's progress and by the prayer of the temple within the universe. The last drop of rain and the final beam of moonlight had fallen upon the crystals, and the glyphs were complete. The song of the elders of all that the earth meant to them had been sung into them. That day, a violet dome hung like smoke over the grove. It emanated from the crystals, and the trees were filled with an unearthly light. The trees were humming with a faraway song of longing for this world, for all that it might become. On their once unmarked bark, an intricate lettering began to appear. It covered the trunks of the trees, a symbolic script that echoed the wordless chant. Finally, the trees grew quiet, and piece by piece, in long, thin rolls, a layer of bark began to peel itself away from each tree. The long strips unfurled their way to the ground and fell into the snow around the crystals. When the elders smoothed them out, they saw that the bark had retained the gold and silver lettering. This inscription seemed to alter even as one gazed upon it. The elders, with patient and sapphire grace, picked up the parchments as they fell. When the last roll of bark had been shed from the trees, the elders knelt together in the center of the grove. Here was laid the white deerskin that had been the gift of the deer. As the elders knelt one by one over the deerskin, the bark unfurled itself into the leaves of singular pages, each one descending with its glowing script into place between the covers of the deerskin book. It was as though the white hide held a summoning spell for their wisdom. When the last page had flown into place, the elders raised their sapphire hands in blessing over the book. The deerskin covers folded closed, encased in an ethereal radiance. In a circle around the book stood the elders, tall and somber. They lifted palms one to another and joined hands. That faraway song of an otherworldly love for the earth resounded through the temple of Arian Rod and filled the forest beyond. Then a silence reigned. At that moment, the grove of Arian Rod vanished from this world. From that hour, so many thousands of years ago, to this, the temple and its deerskin book has not been witnessed upon this earth. It has been stored in the seventh dimension of another world. Until now, when once again it descends as a silvery gift into our skies. As I read, I can feel that record of wisdom and how it is our own. I can feel it moving through me and through you, through time and space, as that which we hold, that which we remember, as that which we are. And I must admit, once again, I'm filled with that gratitude for its arrival. And for me, the translation process, as within a shamanic vision many years ago, I came across the deerskin book lying in a forest clearing. And as I came to it, it was a sense that this was the most precious record. And in its pages, this gold and silver and sapphire script of a language of light, a language of the stars, the elven starlight language. And in my heart, I knew absolutely what its words meant, but it took me many years to translate it into the language of this world for my whole being to remember. And still that process takes place as I read its pages. It returns as though never before, echoing and returning, activating yet another part of my being into presence, into remembrance. For this is an extraordinary time. It's an extraordinary process to be within, this, to be remembering, for the veils of forgetfulness to be lifting. And so, many blessings and so much love, and it's a joy, I know, across time and space, as we are, but I can feel this, and yeah, it feels really precious to come together in this way. And I hope to begin to share more fluidly also. I've begun with reading from the book for the Elven Pod, but I would love to to share more the immediacy of what is taking place, the Elven and the Ascension Starlight codes, to be able to flow and speak and share with you. So these are gentle beginnings, but I'm so glad to have called the Grove into our space. So very much love, travel well, and I shall see you soon. Lots of love.